Hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have working with us today, calling in from La Paz, is Mike the Grizz from Adventures South of the Border. Mike, boy, it's sure fun to have you with us.
It's always a great pleasure to be with you, John. I mean, talking to all these people all over the world, and the greatest thing about it, John, we're always talking about fishing.
Yeah.
What more could you want in life?
Well, I wish that I could be down there with you fishing.
Well, yeah, I wish you could, too. I'm going to go out tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of fishing, we've got some great opportunities. If anybody has any interest at all in going on a real adventure, as in particular south of the border, we do have some other trips coming up also with Real Fun Adventures. We've got the July trip that we're finalizing right now in the Clover Pass area, and that's a great, great trip for all species of salmon. And then we got a trip in putting together in June that we're going to be staying at the Grand Heritage in a very, very high-class hotel and doing some fishing out of there. So we need to have you get in touch with us. We're going to get the information posted on the website by next week, and tune into us.
Yeah, I mean, and the people that come on any trip that you sponsor, John, I mean, they're going to have a dream of their lifetime, especially going up north for those big salmon, or coming down here for the marlin, tuna, and all that. And then the big plus of staying at the Grand Heritage, which is the finest hotel right now in La Paz. I mean, it's a regular mansion of a hotel.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah, it is a world-class five-star resort. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to be traveling around today. We're going to go to Florida. We've got a couple of things. And in the next segment coming up, we have Charlie Almasi, who is a professional bass angler, is going to give us some tips for this time of the year. And, you know, stop in Baja, of course, and on the California coast. We're also going to go to Hawaii a little bit later on, and then visit with somebody talking more about Alaska.
Well, so, I'm pretty excited about that. Sounds like we're going all over the world.
That's the plan. We may have to change the name of the program, Grizz.
Traveling around the world with John and Mike.
Okay. I'm glad to have you on, Grizz. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, so don't go anywhere.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Big old trout, big just old as trout. Cool as the evening shade. Will I toss my
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan in studio, and we have the Grizz helping out today from La Paz. And just to make sure we got everything covered, we also have Bob on the line, who is out of Florida, and he works with the one of the finest resorts in all of southern Florida. And I'll let him introduce himself and tell us a little bit about the holiday resorts in Isla Mirada. Bob?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, it's a good day.
It's prime time here in Florida.
And give us an idea about a little bit about, you know, your day job, Bob, and some of the reasons why Isla Mirada is considered maybe the fishing capital of the world.
Well, my day job is I'm a general manager of Holiday Isle Resort and Marina, And we have 150 rooms, and we're right on the ocean. And we have a great marina with a lot of great charter captains and backwater as well as deep water. And 9 bars if you're thirsty, and a couple of restaurants. And it's just, we're in the heart of Isla Morada, and this is the prime season. This weekend really kicks off the winter season for us. Lots of people coming down from the Midwest and the Northeast due to the snowy weather that they've had. So the streets are packed, the restaurants are packed, the charter captains are happy, and I'm happy. So all is well in Isla
Morada. That matters, isn't it? But then the main question is there any fish?
There are fish. In fact, my wife was just out last week and on a poor girls tournament with all ladies. They had 127 anglers, and her boat brought in 2 sailfish and 4 dolphins. So there are fish out there, and my wife was even lucky enough to catch some. So
right. Well, I'll tell you what, I found out that there's a secret to catching fish, and I don't usually share my secrets, but I'll go ahead and give you this one. If you want to catch fish, the first thing you do is go where the fish are.
That really helps. It really helps. And there are fish here in Isla Morada and all around the Keys, the Middle Keys and the Lower Keys where we're at, and the wide variety of both backwater and deep water fish. So it is the fishing capital of the world, sport fishing capital of the world, and come on down and go fish.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I really like, I've said several times, Isla Morada is one of my favorite places to fish. I love to fish, especially the backwaters. I really like snook.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
And the tarpon.
The tarpon season will be coming up shortly, and boy, is that a good catch when you get a tarpon on a fly rod.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like it.
The world class. Bob, give us a quick idea how to get in touch with Holiday Resorts in Isla Morada.
You bet. If you just go to your web and go to holidayisle.com, you can get on our site. We have fishing conditions right on our website. We have a blog there, and we usually show the catch of the day as it comes in.
Great.
And people can see what's coming out of the water every day.
Super. That's Holiday, ISLE, holidayisle.com.
That's correct.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey,
appreciate that
in,
very
Bob.
Much. We'll catch you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
now.
Goodbye. Well, let's see. We're Mike, we're traveling all around. Let's go out to California, and we have a professional bass angler that we're going to put on as soon as we can get in touch with him. So give us an idea what the Grizz is up to.
Well, John, what I'm doing right now, getting real ready for the yellowtail season. They're coming in right now. Going to make some television shows for that. And then we've been doing a lot of looking for snook, for big snook. Got a lot of people up there in the States that want to come down and get out the fly rod and throw some lines at some snook, and found some really good places. So we got that going, and you'll be able to see all that on television. I mean, if you watch my show, got to put a plug in for my show there, you know, the Sportsman Channel. And then the other thing real interesting, too, is Canada invited us to have the show on Wild TV. So in March, you'll be able to watch the Grizz right there in Canada. What do you think about that?
Well, is that accessible, or do you know if that's accessible to go online and can get that?
Which one are you talking about?
Your
Sportsman Channel is not online, or the Canadian channel is not online.
But we can certainly go to ASOBonline.com.
Yeah, you can go to ASOBonline.com, and you can find out what I'm doing there. Another thing that's coming out about in 2 weeks, if we got some time, I'd like to say, it's AOITV.com. You'll be able to watch me online, especially you Spanish-speaking people. It will be in Spanish, and it will be hunting and fishing every time, 24/7, whenever you want to watch. You'll be able to hunt or fish with the Grizz.
Okay, Grizz. Grizz, we're going to check in with the Channel Islands area and the Central California coast, that beautiful Channel Islands and the Channel Island coastline, and we're going to be talking to Channel Island Sport Fishing, and we have Maggie on the line to tell us what's going on this time of the year, Maggie.
Hi. Well, we're Sandab fishing like crazy. We have a count for today of 903 sole in our count for one boat with 6 anglers today.
Well, that's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They're having fun.
I guess. What else going on?
Well, we're doing whale watching on the Ranger 85, and today they have seen orcas, the variety of whales, dolphins, and elephant seals.
Oh, those elephant seals always reminded me of a girlfriend I had once. I won't say her name on the radio because she'll get mad at me.
Well, okay.
Well, it sounds like you got everything under control, catching a lot of fish and everything
and
there.
And not to mention the beautiful weather.
Oh, are you? Is no windy or anything? It's all flat and calm?
It's gorgeous.
Ah, that's great.
Maggie, if someone wants to be visiting in the Central California coast and they'd like to stop by and get on one of your boats, and of course, this time of the year you're doing whale watching too, aren't you?
Yes, we are on the Ranger 85.
Okay, and we know what your telephone number is, and that is in the 805 area code is 382-1612, and they can go to your website by going to fishtalkradio.com. Fishtalkradio.com. And then just click on where it says Channel Island Sport Fishing. Or
wonderful.
Or you can go to Channel Island, was it Channel Island Sport Fishing?
SportFishingCenter.com.
Center.com. Okay. Yes. You did a great job, Maggie. We appreciate that.
Take care, Maggie. Good luck.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Well,
bye.
Chris.
Sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. I'm
Chris,
here. I'm waiting on your command.
Okay. Well, we're going to run over to Hawaii right now, I believe. And I think we have Carl on the line. Carl?
Absolutely. Aloha, guys. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Good, Carl. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing beautiful. It's a little bit wet in Hawaii, but the sun is still out there. The water's warm. Beautiful day.
Carl, you know, we've got, running up a break here in a couple minutes, so why don't you give us a report, and then I think maybe we'll try and get back with you and see if we can let you finish that report. But did you have a fish report for us yet?
Absolutely. You know, we have a great calm waters. The fishing looks good for the weekend. We have calm seas, a little bit overcast, so it won't be too bright out there on the water. And it looks like the marlin and the wahoo are running at the buoys.
Okay. I've never fished over there, and I know it's a little bit different. You tend to have bigger fish and bigger boats than what we're used to in Baja, in Southern California.
Yeah, our boats run from actually small individual boats, 17, 25-footers, and we launch all the way up to, 100-foot vessels going out fishing for the day.
So why don't you take me out on one of those?
Absolutely. Just come on.
Well, not
come
just you, John. I want to go, too.
Yeah, okay.
You guys come on down, and we'll let you bait some hooks, and we'll see what we can catch.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That is great. Now, Carl, we are going to take a little bit of a break now. Sorry we cut off in the middle of it, but we're going to come back with you, and we want to hear more about what you've been up to in the Ocean Park and see what else you got going in Hawaii.
Absolutely. You guys have a great afternoon.
All right. Well, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back with you in a couple minutes. You are listening to Fish Talk Radio. I'm John Hennigan, and we have the Grizz. We'll be right back.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
I was fishing last Friday on a lake in Mississippi in the humid summer heat. On a boat with my best friend Cletus, who is sleeping in the back seat.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And then we have, on one part of the world, we have Mike the Grizz reporting in from La Paz, Baja. And we have on the line, we're going to finish up with Carl in Hawaii. Apparently, it is a good time of the year for fishing over there. But, Carl, I guess pretty much there's not a whole lot of difference. You guys don't really have four seasons over there, do you?
No, it's one season all year round. If you can't go fishing on one side of the island because of the surf, then you hit the other side of the island. All of the boats can go out on a daily basis, and the weather has been great, and it's just a great time to visit Hawaii and take in the fishing.
Perfect, perfect. And give us a quick report from what we talked to you last time about the Ocean Park.
Yeah, we're up here at Sea Life Park on the island of Oahu. We're open 365 days a year. We have the world's only wolfin in captivity that you can come out and visit. We have the Hawaiian Green Sea Turtle Program, where we release 200 to 800 green sea turtles into the wild every year. We just have a Hawaiian monk seal that found its way to California that we need to get back to its home in Hawaii here in the near future.
And so you need some help fundraising for that.
Well, I think that's what we're going to look at, you know, do some fundraising, get what we call KP2 from California back to Sea Life Park, Hawaii, and have a nice home for that Hawaiian monk seal.
That's great, Carl. Keep us posted on that, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Well, we'd like to thank you guys out there, and sure would like to visit La Paz as well.
There you go.
Well, you just get your hind end up here, and you can visit it. It's not a problem. We'll be here with our arms open for you, buddy.
Aloha.
Okay.
That's great.
Thanks, Carl.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Hey, Grizz.
Yep.
We found him. I think he was out on the lake fishing.
Who did we find?
Well, we're going to go to Charlie O'Massey, a professional bass angler that lives in California.
Oh, good.
And he's going to give us a little bit of a report on what makes him so successful. Charlie?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about what is really helping me catch more fish this winter, and that is my Lowrance structure scan transducer unit and my Navionics chart that I've been using on some of the freshwater lakes up here in Northern California this winter. If you guys aren't familiar with the new structure scan technology, Lowrance is producing a new 455 kilohertz transducer that works a lot differently from your old style 200 hertz in where it allows the HDS chart unit to actually draw virtually a video type picture of what's going on underneath your boat.
Well, that's
and
great.
Let me give you an example. Everybody's seen the movie Titanic, right?
Yeah.
You know when they're actually looking for the Titanic underwater, they have that special sonar and video where you can just see the whole shape of the ship underneath, and they can tell it's the Titanic from where it's broken in half and stuff. Okay, I'm actually in the Delta 2 weeks ago, Northern California. There's a sunken ship that looks just like the Titanic, not quite as big, of course, but I could see every detail, including the mast, the rigging, the old smokestack on it, just the same way you could with the technology they used to find the Titanic. And that's what guys can use when they're fishing now. And it's affordably priced. You can get these units from anywhere to $1,000 to $2,000. And it is absolutely the best way to find the best fish-catching structure you can on these lakes. Not only lakes, but out in the ocean, too. So,
yeah, Charlie, I was going to ask about, is that priced right for, you know, a non-professional sport fishing boat?
Well, guess what? They just told me, Lowrance did, that they're coming out with a new Mark Elite series where they will offer that technology for anywhere between $500, $750, which is right there in the same ballpark as so many entry-level units. So now, since this technology has been out the last couple of years, the price is coming down, it's getting more affordable, and now just about anybody can use this to find more fish and really find the key structure. Because it doesn't just find ships, It mm-hmm. finds the boulders, the little trees, the laydown,
right.
the drop-offs. It's awesome stuff.
Well, we have on the line with this coming up real quick is we're going to be talking to Cabo San Lucas. And as people may be familiar with it, largest billfish money-wise in the world is the Bisbee Black and Blue in October. And some of, you know, there's some huge prize money. There was a few years ago, there was one boat that won over $3 million. So you can imagine you're playing with some serious company. And those kind of boats, you know, they've got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment on them. And it works. But it's great to find out that you don't have to have a 60-foot multi-million dollar boat to be able to get some of that equipment now.
Yeah, it is great.
It's exciting what Lowrance and some of the other manufacturers are doing these days to really help you find not just structure, but fish and then bigger fish.
Charlie,
and, yeah.
I got a quick question for you. You know, I've got a small, I think it's a Garmin, you know, and I call it fish finder as a misnomer. I think it gives you a reading of the bottom. I've never had much luck actually telling when a fish is on there. Can you make some comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's your unit. Generally, it's the user. Don't take that the wrong way. But the bottom line is it's good to know how to use and navigate through your menu options on your chart recorders, whether it's Garmin, Lowrance, Hummingbird, mm-hmm. Raymarine. It's important to know that, you know, just because you hit the button where it draws little fishies on the bottom, that doesn't mean necessarily those are fishes. But when you learn how to use the product, either by studying it on your own or going into any of the electronics dealers across the United States and have them give you a little refresher course seminar, you'll really understand how to maximize your performance, and then you'll actually be looking at fish instead of something
there
that
you go.
Is a picture of a fish.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, there's fish symbols I've learned are they could be anything, but more than likely they're not a fish. But so you have to have one that reads, you know, that gives you a true reading and not symbols.
Right. The arches is what you're looking for, mm-hmm. and arches with color inside them are mm-hmm. the bigger fish. So
got it.
That's
got
a
it.
Good tip. Trip for you.
Okay. Well, I think you brought us up to date on a lot of interesting stuff, Charlie. We certainly appreciate having you around. By the way, how's the fishing tournament started this year?
The fishing's been great. You know, I did really well at Lake Shasta, again, using the Lowrance structure scan and Navionics chip to find some of the best drop-offs on the lake, where the bigger fish were staging that time of year, and they were spotted bass. I was catching them up to 3-4 pounds, and that was big. And I'm actually headed down to Lake Roosevelt in outside of Phoenix, Arizona, tomorrow for a big FLW tournament down there next
Great.
Week. So maybe
Great.
I'll get a chance to talk to you guys from the water when I'm down there.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Charlie. Stay in touch. We really appreciate your help.
Thanks, Charles.
Okay. Now,
all right,
as we promised, we have Mike from the finest fishing fleet in Cabo San Lucas, and that probably means in the world, the Picante, which is in the marina and down at Cabo San Lucas. Mike, I guess any time's a good time of the year. I know this is a season-wise, this is not the busiest time of the year, but give us an idea of what's going on in Cabo San Lucas.
Well, again, John, it's tuna this week. Been quite a few tuna caught there, and then been having to go out about 30 miles. And then on the way back in or way out, they've been finding marlin sunning and have a landed a few marlin.
Grizz, have you been fished out of there recently, or you've been just hanging out in La Paz?
No, I haven't been down. I've been down there, John, but I haven't been fishing. I'll be fishing next week. We're going to start filming. Next week we'll go down and give Mike a hard time down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, give him one for me.
Yeah, I will. I give him for everybody when I'm there.
He doesn't discriminate.
Mike,
no,
us,
I don't. And you know that's true what I'm telling you, Mike.
Mike, give us an idea about the range of the boats that you have at your disposal that are in the marina right in front of your store.
Well, what really separates us from a lot of the other charter boats, and people don't understand, they say, well, you guys are a little more expensive than some of the other charter boats companies. It's because our guys will go out 30 miles. You know, they go out 30, 35, 40 miles. If there's a tuna out there, they're going to go out there and get them. And that's the, our guys are fishing fanatics, and they want to go out there and get you your fish and make it a good day for you.
You know, I read something recently about caught and released striped marlin with the Picante fleet. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, they've been catching a lot. We release pretty much all our fish. Occasionally one will get
Well, didn't you guys just recently win an award for the amount that you released in a year?
It was not this year, mm-hmm. but we have won quite a few times. We've won something like nine times.
Uh-huh. So that's the most released stripe met in a year.
Yes, and the guys are out there trying again this year, and if the fish get in here, they'll score big because they're pretty hardcore fishermen.
Right, right. No, and that's exciting. I won't be able to get down there for a month or two, and I'm really anxious to get back down there and fish with you. It's a lot of fun, and your boats again. It's not a matter of price; it's a matter of value, and your price is very reasonable, especially when it's such a no-brainer turnkey operation. You just kind of fall out of bed and wander down to the dock, and everything else is taken care of for you.
Yeah, it's really great down there. I've fished with them a lot, and always caught fish and big ones too. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
Mike, when's the last time you've been able to get on a wet a line?
Actually, I haven't been going out recently. I've been hanging out in the office, working on websites and stuff. But I'm going to be going out this next week.
Let's do that.
And
speaking of websites, Picante is kind of like hot sauce. PICANTE, and your website is
PicanteSportFishing.com.
Okay.
And you can see us online, or you can call us right here at our office at 714-572-6693.
And I would certainly recommend it. I wouldn't want to fish with anybody else. Thanks, Mike. Grizz, you stay tuned. We are not done with you yet. Mike, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. Now let me tell you now, I don't care about the evening news. I'm going fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio, and we have Mike the Grizz joining us from La Paz. Yeah, but right now, we're going to come back and talk about one of my favorite places a little bit north of here, which is a little too cold to go fishing right now, in the beautiful city of Ketchikan. There's right to the north end, there's a very special place called Clover Pass, which is a very unique geographical area. And I think that what we'll do is we'll have Michael Briggs and I talk a little bit about what we consider that very special area. Michael, it's good to have you on.
Hey, thanks, John. I really appreciate it.
Now, as we're talking, let's get a kind of picture a little bit. Clover Pass, well, Ketchikan is actually on an island. And then the airport is on an island across the water from it. And then there's a channel that goes up. And where that channel goes up to, I guess, I don't even know. I can't remember what's north, south, east, and west up there. But there's a very special area, very protected, on the archipelago that is in the Inland Passage, where the waters always are calm. And that is Clover Pass. And that Clover Pass is Clover Pass Resort. So why don't you give us a little bit more information about Clover Pass Resort itself?
Well, of course, John, all over Ketchikan is on that inside passage, and all those outside islands do act as like a gigantic breakwater for the area. So even though the water looks extremely calm, you're out in the ocean, and you have access to all kinds of fish within just a few minutes of the resort.
Well, I refer to it as a freeway or thoroughfare when the salmon are coming in from the open ocean, going back to the streams that that are on the other side of Clover Pass, and they just actually literally go right by the docks. You can put your line in the water in your skiff as you leave the dock, and I've done it, you know, and hooked up, you know, within less than a minute.
Absolutely, yeah. We were out in the boat last summer and hooked up a king salmon within about, I mean, honestly, it was probably 200 yards of the dock.
Mm-hmm.
It was right off the dock. So,
right.
And it's true. As soon as you pull around the harbor there, and you just drop your line in the water and start fishing.
Well, you know, the other thing, Michael, that we'd like to talk about is that we're finding that more and more women are getting involved in the sport. As a matter of fact, we are going to be doing a trip to La Paz that'll be have more women than men. And, you know, women are beginning to find their own. It's not just a man's world out there in fishing. And, you know, I think that we should get more women up to Clover Pass, and I believe you've got an idea how to do that.
Absolutely. This summer, we are hosting our first annual Think Alaskan Pink Ladies Classic, which will be a pink salmon fishing derby for the ladies to participate in. And with each entry, a portion of the proceeds actually will go to, half of those proceeds will go to breast cancer research, and another half would go to the Derby winner's charity of choice. So mm-hmm. It's a little bit of giving back as well.
Well, I don't know. I'd love to go up there and fish those pinks, but you're telling me I can't go?
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome to go. You just wouldn't be in the competition.
Well, yeah, I would be in competition.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't.
All those women would be in competition with me.
There you go.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think I'd want to get involved in something like that. I hate losing to a woman.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of women, you know, that's the thing. It's like fishing kind of evens the playing field a little bit. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, how big of a guy or how little of a girl you are. You can always go out and have a great time fishing and, you know, pull up some big fish. And, you know, it's a great way to relax and have just, you know, some good times with your friends and everything else.
Well, seriously, Michael, I think it's great what you're doing, and I think that we do need to get a lot more women. Yeah, hey, our Karen, who's operating the phones for us today, we asked her if she wanted to go fishing in Alaska. She got, I'd rather take a cruise to Alaska. But let's get some of these girls off the cruise ships and on land and actually with a fishing rod in their hand and enjoying the sport of it.
Absolutely. I'm with you all the way right there.
Yeah, well, it's time that the women stay with their man. Because there was a song, some of us, stay with your man or something like that.
Stand by your man.
Well, that means fishing, too.
Yeah, stand by your man. Stand beside him in the boat with a rod in your hand.
That's right. Yeah. Fish by your man.
Okay.
I was actually talking to some of our customers, taking, you know, some stories from them. And one guy I was talking to said he would take his wife up there. She was going to do some painting and that type of thing. He made her promise to get into the boat for one day. They got out there. She landed the first fish, and that was it. She didn't get out of the boat the whole rest of the week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, give us some more information, the cost on that, and how do we get in touch and get some of these girls lined up for that, and when is the derby?
The derby will be in August, August 10th through the 15th, or it's the entire trip. The ladies will come up the first day. We'll do some sightseeing around town, have a reception and opening dinner, that type of a thing, and then they'll be treated to guided fishing on their first actual day of fishing. We're going to get them out there with a guide, let them gain some knowledge of the waters and kind of get their sea legs about them, and then they will be doing some self-guided fishing for the next couple of days, whether that be salmon or halibut or rockfish. And then the final day, on the 14th of August, they will compete fishing for pink salmon, and we'll have prizes for the largest pink, as well as like a cumulative total by boat and things like that.
Well, I can say from experience, there's going to be a lot of pinks caught in that contest. I believe the limit is 6, and it's not that difficult to get 6 pinks in one day per person.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pinks come real quick. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. In fact, typically about 40 million pink salmon come through that area each year.
Wow.
And this year, Fish and Game has determined that they believe a 40% increase, up to 55 million pinks coming through the air.
That's incredible.
Wow. Okay, well, let's do that.
So they're not going to have any trouble catching fish, that's
right.
For sure.
Now, Michael, people can get in touch with Clover Pass Resort by going to fishtalkradio.com, mm-hmm. and then on the front page, just click on where it says Clover Pass Resort. And, of course, if you want to give them a quick website, you can.
Sure. It's www.cloverpassresort.com. Think-Alaskan-Pink.
Okay, well, let's get in touch with you first. There you go. Okay, Michael, you did great. We're going to bring you back on right now. We are going to go down the coast a little bit to Southern California and the San Diego area, and we have Dan Hart on the line with us. He's going to give us a Southern California report. Dan?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Just keeps getting better.
Good, Dan. Good.
Now, Dan, your day job, of course, is you're one of the resident experts at the West Marine Superstore down in San Diego, and you keep in touch with things in addition to what West Marine does. Give us an idea of what's going on in San Diego this time of the year.
Well, we're having a great time right now. The weather is beautiful. We're coming up to hoping to have some great fishing coming on here in the next few days because the weather's been warm for the week, and we're going to try to see if the calicos want to bite in the weeds. The rockfish fishing down the Mexican coastline has been great. We've had a super start to the long range system with lots of big tuna being taken, but the local guys are hoping we get a little bit of surface action, maybe starting with calico bass in the kelp beds this weekend.
Wow, is that all?
Well, that's what's going on, basically. Yeah, local rockfish fishing is great, although most of it's closed, so you got to go into Mexico to catch that stuff. The guys in a 1.5 and 2 day boats going on the coastline are catching great reds and some lings down there, and they're expecting to find any time now the first few yellowtail we catch of the season on those trips.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of water temperature do you need for those?
Well, we're looking at around 60 right now, and 63 is the magic time to get the local weeds and the calicos and the yellowtail going pretty excited. But they'll bite in water from anywhere from 59 to 70.
Well, don't worry, they're coming up because the yellowtail are coming in here, so they're working their way your way.
Oh, that's good. We're looking forward to that. We are waiting for them. And like I said, it's just the time we start looking for the first few guys to start biting. And we're hoping it's going to be in the next few days here because for the last 3 or 4 days, we've had nice, sunny, warm weather, and the surface temperatures ought to be coming up a little bit.
Well, Dan, let's talk a little bit about Baja and San Diego and what the relationship is between the two, because the yellowtail that we're getting up there, up in San Diego, they're coming up the coast from Baja. Is that correct?
Well, that's the word where most people kind of believe that stuff comes up in the north and south. Unfortunately, the yellowtail don't really know where the border is. So mm-hmm. for us here in San Diego, they can run on up, and we can fish them right here in Point Loma and La Jolla. They start off, we usually find them down at Colonnette and south of there. On these wintertime rock cod trips, they start catching yellows pretty good. And then we start finding them at the Rock Pile and a little bit of the Coronado Islands. And then they usually jump to La Jolla, and we find them there.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, which interesting, is that we get the fish coming up, but we also have a lot of people out of San Diego going south to go fishing. All the way, as a matter of fact, as we recall not too long ago when that 400-pound yellowfin going all the way south, fishing close down to Baja Sur and even close to Cabo San Lucas.
Well, they go even farther than that. I mean, the long-range fleet out of San Diego fishes all the way down into the Mexican mainland sometimes, down past the Tres Marias. They fish the Hurricane Bank, which is way south of Cabo San Lucas, and when they can, they fish the islands, the Ribia Gallegos, which are southwest of Cabo, up to about 250 miles.
Right, and that's because, and of course, Mike, you can comment on this, is that the tremendous fishing fleet that we have in Cabo San Lucas, the difference is they don't have the anchovies and sardines down there to use, that so they have to bring those, they have to import those from California to be able to go out and do that great fishing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, they don't have the bait to do it. And you guys up there in California, you're just bringing everything with you. Well, packing your lunch and your bait and everything and coming down and kicking butt.
Yeah, we have that set up here. We have a whole fleet of bait boats that just fish bait for the long-range boats, and then it's just easy for the long-range boats to pick them up. The thing is that the bait fish are cold water species. They like it up here where the water's colder. They don't like it down there where that water's that warm.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, they got all those big roots down there that want to eat them, so they like to stay up here where it's maybe a little bit safer.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, Mike, we only got a 30 seconds or so. Is there any quick comments on West Marine that you'd like to give us?
But we're just getting set up for a great new season. We're getting all kinds of new things in, from new marlin jigs. We're getting new skews for rods, for rock cod gear, getting new reels in. We just got the new calicas in. We're really looking forward to. They're beautiful reels. So we're really excited about this new season, and we're getting geared up for spring right now and ready to go.
Right, and then, of course, the biggest outdoor show of them all, the Hall Show in Long Beach, the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. I suspect we'll be seeing you there.
Yeah, West Marine is going to be at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, and I'll be up there man in the booth for some of those days.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you hanging on there, Dan. We thank you for all the help you've been, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you later, Dan.
This, I'm John Hennigan. We have Mike DeGriz online, and we're going to be back with you momentarily.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming, laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
I got out my shovel and went out to dig some bait. Got a pail with some worms and I headed for the lake. My reel and my net I have in the boat. My life jacket's on to keep me afloat.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, John, for that that rendition. We have Mike the Grizz online from La Paz, and this is John Hennigan in studio. We're going to finish things up a little bit. Mike, we've been talking a lot about fishing, and
yep.
I know that you're primarily catch and release, and of course, the real sport fish you would never kill. But, you know, every once in a while, if a tuna or a Dorado just happens to find its way onto the table, what is your favorite way to attack that?
Well, first of all, you're right. I like to catch and release, but sometimes you foul hook or you hook a fish and he bleeds, and it's better to take him home and eat him than to turn him loose. Now, I'll tell you, my favorite food to eat is a Dorado. I love it. And the way I fix them is I take the fillets, then I get a glass, I guess you would call them a baking pan, like a glass baking pan. I really don't know what you call that.
Yeah, we call it that.
And you take it and then put butter all in the bottom of it. Then cut you some onions, slice them up real thin, put them on. Then put the fillets on top of that. And you got to have your oven, preheat your oven at 250. Then put your fillets, like I said, on top of the onions. Then get you some mushrooms, put your mushrooms on top of that. Then put you another layer of the fillet, the Dorado fillet on top of that. More onions, more mushrooms, and then put white cheese all over the top. Cover it up with aluminum foil, put it in the oven for about 25 minutes. And then pull it out, and you won't believe the food you've got.
That does sound good. As a matter of fact, we're talking about that. And in Mexico, you know, over the years, there's a, I don't know what you call it, it's kind of a variation of a Veracruz, where on the barbecue that we've done at the barbecue at the Cortez Club in the past, where they take aluminum foil and the fillets of fish, like you're talking about, and just fill it up with butter and different kind of vegetables, onions, and some of those, some more exotic Mexican peppers, and then seal it up, put it on the barbecue, and it just kind of at a low heat. So, and when you open that up, the steam comes out. It is absolutely delicious. And that's
it's great. I've eaten that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's kind of finish up with the program as where we've been in a couple of quick comments. First of all, we would like you to tune in to fishtalkradio.com, and you can listen to previous shows, or you can also go to webtalkradio.net and download a podcast anytime. And the Grizz and I would be more than happy if you would do that. And of course, Mike also doing a little self-promotion with ASOB Online, Mike?
Yeah, with ASOB Online, we've got their website there. I want you guys all to be watching our shows every week. You can count on us four times a week on the Sportsman Channel. And now you people in Canada can be watching us, too, on Wild TV. And like I said, John and I will be here every week talking about what's happening. John flies me all over the world by telephone, which I really appreciate it a lot, John. I really like to be part of your show. You make me feel good, and you make me feel forget about television and think about radio for a while.
Well, I've fished with you in Baja. One of these days, we're going to get you up to Alaska.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And we're going to be back again here next week. And just a 30-second report. We've been all over. Charlie gave us some great tips on how he catches the bass. We've been to Hawaii, and we've got about that ladies' fishing trip up to Clover Pass Resort. But we'd like to see if you can get in more women involved in that, Grizz.
Yeah, well, we'll do everything we can. You know, like you said, stand by your man with a fishing rod.
Okay. All right, it looks like we're about out of it, but we are going to be back same time, same place with Mike and the Grizz on fishtalkradio.com. Thanks for listening.
You gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really La.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.